Matthew chapter 6 tonight. Two hunters were standing near a road on the opening day of hunting season, and they both spotted a large moose coming towards them. And as one hunter raised his gun to shoot, they saw a funeral procession driving by slowly on the road behind them. And the hunter lowered his gun. He took off his hat, he bowed his head, and stood with his head bowed until the funeral procession had passed. And of course, by then, the moose was long gone. And the other hunter exclaimed, "Wow, what a respectful thing. I've never seen anything so respectful in my life. You are a true gentleman and a shining example to sportsmen throughout the world." And the first hunter said, "Well, out of respect, we were married for 42 years." I think the guy had his priorities a little bit out of whack, didn't he? He should have shot the moose first and then took his hat off. No, just kidding. Priorities are important, are they not? Priorities are important. If our priorities are not in order, our lives are not going to be in the order they should be in. If our priorities are not right, we're not going to be right. And sometimes we need to sit down and take stock of where we are and put our priorities in the order that they need to be. But there is one priority that we don't have to think too hard about. It's a priority that we don't have to pray about. We don't need to pray about what our number one priority ought to be for any one of us. We don't have to wonder about it. We don't have to go to a conference to find out what it should be. We don't have to look for it, but we simply need to do it. And Jesus has already told us what our number one priority in our life ought to be. We find it here in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Let's read the verse. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can gather around your word for a few minutes tonight. I pray that you would work in our hearts and help us, each one of us, to have our priorities in the right order. And help us to put you first and seek your righteousness and allow you to do the work that you want to do in each one of our lives. Pray you speak to our hearts tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. The first thing we see here is our pursuit. Our pursuit. What are we looking for? What are we pursuing in life? What are our goals? What should be our pursuit? Well, Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Is that our goal? To seek the kingdom of God? To seek the righteousness of God? To seek to know God better? That should be our primary goal. That should be our main priority. The word "seek" means to actively pursue or to go after something. It means to want something so much that you make a diligent effort to get that thing. Now remember, as a young person, do you remember playing hide and seek or tag? What was the goal of those games? It was to pursue someone. When you're playing tag, you're chasing everyone around trying to tag someone else. You're pursuing them. When you're playing hide and seek, your job is to find everyone else. And so you are seeking for them. That's what it is to pursue something or to seek after something. And you know what? Every person is seeking for something. Everyone is pursuing something, and that may be different objects or different things for different people, but everyone is pursuing something. Some people are seeking money and material things. Go back a few verses to verse number 19. Verse number 19, and it says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And verse 24, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon," or material things. Some people are seeking after money and material things. Now, it's not wrong to have things or have nice things, but that should not be the main priority and the main goal, the main focus of our life. But that is the focus of some people. Some people spend all their time pursuing a better lifestyle, perhaps. Look at verse number 25. Jesus said, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" Some people spend all their time seeking for a better lifestyle. And there's nothing wrong with trying to advance and trying to do well in life, but that should not be the priority either. Look at verse number 27. It says, "Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature?" Now, a cubit is a measurement from the end of your finger to your elbow. It's an old measurement they used to use hundreds of years ago. But he's saying, can you add that much height to yourself by thinking about it? Now, of course not, right? But some people are not content with how God made them, and they try to change their appearance. Now, in verse 28, we see that some people like to go shopping for new clothes. The Bible doesn't say that in so many words, but read the verse. "Why take ye thought for raiment, for your clothes? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore," verse 30, "if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" Some people care only about what they wear and how they present themselves. And that is the goal of some people's life. Some people seek friends. Some people seek acceptance or power or respect. People seek after many different things. And to most people, including many Christians, these are things that drive them. These are things that that motivate them. These are things that that they pursue. And these things, if we're not careful, can become more important to us than our relationship with God. And that's why God said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you." Many people will make major life-changing decisions without considering God. Many people will make major decisions without asking God for wisdom because they are seeking after other things. Many Christians only think about God on Sunday when they go to church. Many people allow other things to take the place of priority in their life. This is something that we must be careful about. What is our focus? What are we pursuing? I want to tell you a story about someone I grew up with who pursued the wrong things. We'll call him Sam. Sam and I grew up together. We went to church together. We were the same age. We were in Sunday school together. We went to youth group as we got older. He made a profession of faith. He went to church. He was faithful coming to church. We went on a couple missions trips together. He even went off to a Christian college for a little while. But there was a problem, and only Sam and God knew it. The problem was Sam did not put God in first place in his life. The problem was that Sam was not seeking God. Being a Christian was just a game to him. Coming to church, it was just a facade. Everything that he did, it was just a show. And after he graduated from high school and went to Christian college for 1 year, he came back, and that summer we never saw him. He never came to church. He started getting into a lot of things that he should not have gotten into. He got deeper and deeper into sin, and his life is messed up today because of decisions he made as a young person. Now, how did Sam end up like that? What happened? Well, first of all, he may not have been saved. I don't really know. Only God knows that. But if Sam was saved, I do know this. His priority was not God. He wasn't seeking God. He wasn't trying to please God. He wasn't trying to grow in his relationship with God. God was not important to him. Now, I'm sure that Sam perhaps never thought he would end up the way he did, but he got to that place in his life because God was not important to him. He did not place a priority on the things that God places priority on. He wanted to go his own way, and he was pursuing the things of the world. Now, if we focus on and pursue the wrong things in life, any one of us could end up in places we should not be. We must keep our focus on God. Now, when it says, seek ye first, the word seek in this verse is a command. God isn't saying, well, think about seeking me. Think about making me your priority. But no, he commands us. He commands us to seek after God and put the things of God first. And then he promises to take care of our needs. Seeking God and seeking his righteousness takes some effort. It's not going to happen by accident. We cannot win hide and seek if you're sitting down in a chair. You're never going to find someone. And you've got to get up and look and seek for the other people. You know, we're not seeking God a whole lot if all we do is come and sit in a pew twice a week and never seek God any other time during the week. Attending church is a good place to start. It's a great place to start seeking God. But we need to develop our relationship with God every day. We need to have that personal relationship. We need to seek God even when we're not at church. And yes, that takes some work. Yes, that takes time. Yes, it takes some determination and some effort on our part to spend time with God. But we must seek God. We must pursue God. We must make an effort to put God first and make him the priority of our life. Now, how do we do that? Well, we need to search the scriptures. We need to spend time with God. The most important thing that a Christian can do is spend time with God. The most important thing that any one of us can do is get to know God better. Read God's Word. Pray. Study the Word of God. Learn what the Bible says about God. Find out what it says about our lives. You know, Jesus does not want to be your co-pilot. You ever seen the bumper sticker that says, Jesus is my co-pilot? Jesus doesn't want to be our co-pilot. He doesn't want to be in second place in our life. He wants to be first. And he deserves to be first. He deserves to be the king on the throne of our life because he is God. We must pursue God. Secondly, we see our priority. Our priority. The verse says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Our priority must be to put God first in our life. Look at verse number 31. It says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Now God knows about our needs. He knows that we need food and clothing and shelter and other things. And God has promised to provide for our needs. And if he's going to provide, if God has promised to provide for our needs, we shouldn't spend so much of our time and effort seeking for those other things when God has already promised to take care of us. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying it's wrong to work hard. Working hard is good. Working hard is something that we should do. And earning a living is good. I'm not saying it's wrong to get some things that we need or even sometimes things that we want. It's not wrong to have nice things. Don't misunderstand me here. There's a balance with this. But those things should not be our goal. Our goal should be seeking God and his righteousness. Our priority should be focused on putting God first in our lives. Giving God first place in our lives means that we must make him the most important thing to us. He must be more important than anything else. It means that we must allow him to call the shots, if you will, for us. It means that we need to allow him to guide us and direct us in our life. It means that when God shows us his will for our lives, we need to say, yes, Lord, I'll obey. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. Our lives are full of choices. You know, we make many choices every single day. What am I going to wear today? What am I going to eat for breakfast? What do I need to accomplish today? We have many choices, and we choose what we want to do or what direction we want to go, perhaps. But every choice boils down to one of two choices. There's God's way, and there's the world's way. There's things that please God, and there's things that please our flesh. Someone once said there are only two choices on the shelf, pleasing God or pleasing self. And those are the options that we have, please God or please ourselves. We can follow the way of the world and we can pursue all of those things that look so good and inviting, but we will, if that is our goal, if that is our focus, we will find that those things are empty. They're meaningless. They're worthless and perhaps have bad consequences. We will have sorrow and perhaps a regrets and a ruined life, like my friend Sam, if we follow the way of the world. But if we follow God's way, God promises His blessing on our life. If we put God first, God promises to take care of us. It's not always easy, but God promises to always take care of our needs. We don't need to pursue the things of this world to find peace. We don't need to pursue the things of this world to find happiness and satisfaction. We need to pursue God. And in God and in His Word, we find peace. We find true satisfaction. We find true joy in God, not in this world. We must put God first. We must give God first place in our lives and pursue Him. God must be our pursuit. Putting Him first must be our priority. So how do we make this happen in our life? Number three, we must have a plan. We need to have a plan. Here's where the rubber meets the road. We must have a plan to put God first in our life. It's not going to happen by accident. If we don't plan to do something, most of the time it never gets done. The phrase, "seek ye first," is a command from God to actively and continually seek God. How are we going to do that? What is our plan for seeking God? Well, a way to give God first place in our life is to grow in our relationship with God. How do we grow in our relationship with God? I mentioned this already, but how do we build a relationship with someone? We spend time with them. We talk to them. We listen to what they have to say, and we spend time with them. When my wife and I were dating, we spent time together whenever we could. We were in Bible college, and because of work and school and other things, we were very limited in the amount of time we could spend with each other. But in order for us to get to know each other, we had to spend time together. We had to talk to each other. And that's how any relationship is started or continued. Now let's suppose that I never once talked to her, and out of the blue, one day I walked up to her and said, "Will you marry me?" Would you have married me? Probably not. Probably not. Because she didn't know me, all right? We had to start a relationship. We had to build a relationship first, get to know each other first, and then she said yes after a while. But in order to build a relationship, there must be communication. There must be time spent together. There must be communication. And the same is true with our relationship with God. There's got to be communication. If we never hear from God by reading His Word, how are we going to get to know God? If we don't talk to God through prayer, how are we going to grow in our relationship? How are we going to draw closer to God? We must spend time with God. We must spend time letting Him speak to us through His Word, and we must put Him first. We must spend time with God. How do we put God first in our life? We spend time with Him. We get to know Him better. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. We're not going to get to know God better by accident. It's not just going to happen all of a sudden one day, "Oh, I know God better than I did yesterday." That's not how it works. That's not how it works in any kind of relationship. We must make an effort to seek God. If we don't plan to seek God, if we don't make an effort and set aside some time to put Him first, it's never going to happen because life is busy. Other things get in the way. Now, I'm not perfect, but the way that I try to build my relationship with God is this. When I get up in the morning, I get a cup of coffee, and I go sit down and pray and read my Bible. I make an effort to spend time with God. Now, what would happen if I said, "I've got too much on the go today, so I'm going to read my Bible a little bit later"? What happens? Well, I get busy, I have some errands to run, perhaps. I start working on things or spending time with the kids or whatever, and I get busy and doing all these other things, and all of a sudden it's the end of the day, and I realize I never read my Bible this morning. But now it's time for bed. I'm too tired. I'm going to fall asleep if I try reading my Bible. So I'm just going to go to bed. I'll read it tomorrow. I've done that before. I'm sure most of us have. That's not putting God first. That's not making priority for God. That's not making an effort to pursue God. That's not giving Him first place in my life. We have to put forth some effort and set aside some time and make God a priority for our life. The Bible says in Proverbs 8:17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. The Bible says in the book of Acts that the Christians received the word with all readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Now, all I'm trying to say is that we need to have a plan to put God first. We need to have a plan to spend time with God. A failure to plan is a plan to fail. If we don't plan to do something, many times it never gets done. If we fail to have a plan to seek God, we're probably not going to spend a whole lot of time with God. We need to be intentional about our relationship with God. You know what Psalm 119, David had to say? David said this. He said, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Does that sound like priority, with my whole heart? Or does that sound like he was just kind of wishy-washy about it? He said, with my whole heart. This is my priority. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. You see the priority that King David had. Why was it so important to him? Why did he want to pursue God? Why was he saying, with my whole heart, I'm seeking for God? Because God was his priority. He wanted to know God better. He wanted for God to have first place in his life. You know, the Bible has power to change your life, power to change my life. God gives us direction and wisdom through His Word. God gives us assurance of our salvation through the Bible. God gives us comfort when we go through difficulties through His Word. God's Word tells us everything that we need to know so that we can live a life that pleases God. Why should we leave that sitting on a shelf at home to get dusty? Why should we neglect such a powerful book? God's Word gives us answers for life. God's Word is vital for us as believers. Our bodies need a diet of healthy food, of good food, so our bodies stay healthy. And in the same way, we need a diet of God's Word in order to be spiritually healthy. We're not going to grow as a Christian without spending time with God and without putting Him first. We need to have a plan to seek God, or it's never going to happen. At the end of the verse here, in verse 33, we see God's promise. God's promise. In verse 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It's talking about meeting our needs. The verses I read earlier before verse 33 talk about our needs, our need for food, need for clothes, need for shelter, need for all other things for life. But God says, when you seek me first, when you put my kingdom and my righteousness first, He said, all these needs will be taken care of. All these things shall be added unto you. When God is in His rightful place in our hearts, He promises to take care of us. God promised that if we seek Him and put Him first, He's going to take care of our needs. God knows what our needs are, and He knows how to meet them. And He doesn't fail to meet them. But we need to put God first. Seeking God is our responsibility, and taking care of our needs is God's responsibility. Seek God, He will add these things unto us. Psalm 119, verse 2 says, blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. God promises blessing and provision to those who seek Him and obey His word. Now, this is not in any way, shape, or form a prosperity gospel. But the fact is that God does bless people when they obey Him and when they put Him first. We need to seek God. When God is more important than all these other things in our life, God is glorified and God will bless us. God will provide. He'll give us happiness. He'll give us peace. He'll give us all the other things that people are seeking for. He will take care of our needs when we put Him first. If God is our pursuit, if God is our priority, if we have a plan to seek God, then God will keep His promise to meet our needs. Now, maybe God has not been in first place in your life, but today would be a great time to start seeking God. The beginning of a new year. I challenged the young people a couple weeks ago to try to read through their Bible this year. I gave them a piece of paper that had a Bible reading schedule on it, and if they keep up with reading two or three, four chapters a day, they'll complete reading through their whole Bible in 1 year. And perhaps that's something that we need to do. Spend time with God every day. Reading more perhaps is great as well. But maybe we have to change some things. Maybe we need to get rid of some things in our life that have become more important than God. Maybe there's some things that have taken the place that God should occupy in our hearts. I don't know where you are in your Christian life and what your priorities are like, but I know that every one of us has room to grow. Every one of us has room to grow closer to God. Every one of us should pursue God and make Him our priority. We need to have a plan to spend time with God, because it's not going to happen by accident. If we put God first, we can watch Him keep His promise to take care of our needs. We need to live for God. We need to put Him first, and He will take care of the rest of the needs that we have. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for Your love for us. And Lord, we know that we should put You first in our life, but so often we have other things that perhaps we hang on to and that are more important to us than You are. Lord, I pray for each one of us tonight that You would help us to put You first. Help us to get rid of things perhaps that are too important to us, and help us to put You on the throne of our hearts and lives. Lord, You know that we have needs, and You know that we need to work and take care of our families and meet those needs however we can. But Lord, You promised that You would take care of our needs if we put You first. And Lord, we're so thankful that You care about us in such a way. But help us to seek You first and seek Your kingdom and seek Your righteousness and allow You to rule and reign in our hearts. And we know that we can find the true happiness and true blessing and true peace in You and You alone. And I pray You'd help us to put You first in our lives. We're so thankful for Your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Take your hymnal and turn to number 411. Number 411, we'll sing the song, Seek Ye First, the Kingdom of God. Number 411, let's stand as we sing. 411.